This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's roll through some of the calls and get back into the news. Go ahead, Ed, in Pennsylvania. You were talking about a T-shirt some corporation gave you. Go ahead.
Well, it's from a cancer institute, and it says on the front, it says, I'm a cell culturist, and I know. Then on the back, it has like 50 different little things. And one thing it says, immortality is possible.
For the elite, not for you, a genetically modified suboid minion.
That's me, brother.
Well, no, that's what they want to make us. That's their stated policy. Drooling, shaved head idiots worshiping the great leaders.
That thing you said about Bohemian Grove today, that just shocked me. That amazed me. But
yeah, San Francisco Chronicle. Yeah, the Grove. Republican leaders want Arnie to run, but if he doesn't, they've given their approval to this other person.
And I mentioned to a guy that owns a used bookstore around here about Arnie running, and he went nuts. He said they can't do that because he's a foreign citizen. And
it won't stop a foreigner. He's a U.S. citizen now, but it won't stop a foreigner from being a governor. It's the president. But they want to change that amendment so that Slimeball, who they admit is pro-abortion, anti-gun. He's a perfect neocon.
You kind of remind me of John Connors on the Terminator 3, Alex.
Okay.
At the very end of the movie, everybody's saying, everybody calling up saying, what's going on?
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Ohio. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Listen, something I heard just a few minutes after 12 noon, I thought you might want to check with AP and see if you could turn up anything on it. Sounded kind of like the, I don't know, it didn't go into any great detail, but it was Paul Harvey. It almost sounded like the British might be bringing their act over here. Was Bush in the process of appointing a new Secretary to the Navy? Secretary of the Navy?
I had heard that, but so...
Well, the guy was found dead, and Paul Harvey said that they're saying now... He didn't go into any detail, just said that they're saying now that it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny with the Dr. David Kelly situation, they just calmly report that, it's suicide, despite the fact that everything points against suicide. And I wonder why now, were they saying the acting or the guy they were trying to get to be Secretary of the Navy?
I think it was the guy, he just kind of glossed over it real quick. I think it was the guy that was being nominated, and he was from somewhere in Texas, I think.
Oh, well, getting nominated for a big position and you kill yourself.
This strange.
Well, anybody that thinks the government ever committed assassination is with Al-Qaeda. The government never did anything wrong, will never do anything wrong, and actually the U.S. government built the moon, the sun, they did everything. They make us happy. They love us. They make the birds chirp and tweet. And how dare you question authority? That's not what it is to be an American. An American is a groveling, mindless, drooling sports fan, which is good.
I guess, depending how you look at it.
That's right, Bill. Bill, what do you think about all the bizarreness that's going on?
I really don't. I'm kind of sitting on the middle of a fence wondering... You know, is it true? Is it not true? I don't know.
It's true. Is what true?
Is the Illuminati, the whole business? You know, is there some kind of a conspiracy going on? It looks to me like some things that are happening. I don't understand how they could be happening if there wasn't plan
behind. Well, sir, they write in their own books that they run the world, that a tiny cabal does.
I know that I'm not liking a lot of what's going on.
But tell you what, stay there, Bill. I need to talk to you more about this because it's all right there. PNAC was written by Rumsfeld and Cheney. They say Iraq is about oil. They say it's about a new world order. It's not a conspiracy. It's a program.
I've lost 26 pounds so far with Vim and Vigor.
Since I've been with Vim and Vigor, I've lost 30 pounds. Went from a size 42 to a size 38. People are flabbergasted when they see me, and they can't believe it because they've always seen me heavy.
My waist has shrunk at least two or three loops on a belt, and most of my sweatpants and other pants have just been hanging down. And I've tried a lot for a lot of years, but I have not, and I can honestly say I have not seen weight loss like I have with Vim and Vigor.
I would highly recommend using Vim and Vigor. It's not only has it helped me lose weight, it has helped my blood pressure, helps me sleep better, and have more energy during the day.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. And remember, mention you heard it right here. That gets you $25 off a three-month supply. Vim and Vigor, call them today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, I do this show, and then back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We're about to go back to Bill, Michael, Joan, Ron, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. It is open line Friday, wide open phones, and a ton of news and vital information coming up. As we sit here on the edge of World War III, which the globalists want to now bring to fruition, to usher us into total state worship as the government poses as the savior and the all-powerful lover of the people, when in truth it is the abuser and the slave master that must be reined in. Bill in Ohio is a very important caller. He called in with an important point about an AP report about a guy being nominated to be Secretary of the Navy committing arcanside. We'll research that and bring you more. Is it along the lines of the Dr. David Kelly case? We don't know. But then he said, I don't know whether to believe all this. I don't know whether to believe there's a conspiracy or an Illuminati. Please elaborate, Bill, because you are obviously a seeker of information, and I commend you for questioning. What are your points of doubt, or what are points that convince you Let us into your mind.
What can we, makes me think it's possible is things that are happening that I don't like. The RFID chips, the idea that they may be getting put into products that people have to buy and so forth, tracking of people everywhere they go and so forth. But I just kind of wonder how something like this could hang together. I mean, this, according to things that I have heard, books that people talk about have been published, you know, back in 1915, 1920, about the Federal Reserve and so forth. It's just kind of amazing to think that something like this could hang together for over a century.
All right, that's a very important central question about the New World Order, but
that's
the University of Texas was founded over 140-something years ago, but the founders of it have long since died. Why does it hang together? Why does it continue? It's an institution, and people step into the positions of power in that powerful institution, and they want to increase their own personal power, so they increase the power of the institution, and those in the institution give them support if they increase the size and the power, because they then get a larger piece of the booty, of the prize, of the tribute. Now, how do you have the, say, Irish or Italian mob in New York that's been operating for 130, 150 years, how do they continue to operate?
Profit.
Profit, and it's hereditary. Key word, hereditary. What is an aristocracy?
Congress.
Exactly. How does an aristocracy use a system? Well, they set up a plutocracy of plutocrats that serve them, that sit in the seats of the institutions. It goes back to kings and queens, and you look at who owns the Federal Reserve, the same families that own the private stock in it. This is Forbes magazine, folks. I'm Alex Jones. The same people that own the stock in it in 1913 predominantly own the stock today. Rothschilds, Crumbs, British Royal Family, Dutch Royal Family, Rockefellers. It's the same players. And they are trained, they are schooled, they even have servant families, high-level echelon servant families that have been serving the elite for 200 years. The Bushes go back over, this is Reuters, over 200 years as Tories, 230 years, as Tory supporters, as defenders of the British crown, as agents of British East India Company. Same thing with the Roosevelts. The Atlantic accent is the affected British accent. They kept it. Go to Kennebunkport, Maine today. Knock on the mansion's door. The butler will come. If you can talk to the man or lady of the house, they will address you in a British accent. These are families. These are cabals. These are organized crime syndicates, sir. And they own the printing presses. They own the dominant media. Their families gave endowments 150 years ago to major universities. In 1832, they founded Skull and Bones. Are you beginning to understand now?
Yeah. It's a shame. I wish, instead of 20 or 30 people to think the way he does, I wish it was about 200 or 300 people like Ron Paul in the Congress.
Well, Ron Paul has been targeted by the Republicans twice to get him out of office. They did target successfully Bob Smith, the senator who I've had down in Austin. We've had him give speeches. Great guy, good voting record from New Hampshire. They targeted him and got the gun-grabbing socialist John Sununu in. They're now targeting officially, this has been in Human Events and Roll Call, Tom Tancredo of Colorado, because he has a conservative record, pro-America. There's only a handful. They're all under Bush attack right now. And Ron Paul went public with his speech, 45 minutes, and said the Bush administration is run by admitted Trotskyites. They talk about entering into evil. They talk about dictatorship, keeping the people in the dark. This is Ron Paul reading their own public documents. So it's not a conspiracy. It's a program of slavery by a ruling elite that have become very sophisticated and adept at manipulating you.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's history, sir.
Just about.
Read about the intrigue in the Roman court, or in the German courts, or and I mean the royal courts, or the British court, or the Dutch court, or the French court. Read about it and see what the elites were doing then. They have handbooks on how to warp the search, how to make them shorter like bonsai trees. The Japanese have writings about how to keep the servant classes in line. They like to twist and warp and shorten like little dogs. Now, that's why you go to Europe, the aristocrats, the aristocracy is 6 foot five, 6'8", 7 feet tall from generations of higher diet and breeding and inbreeding, by the way. And then you see somebody who's from a coal mining family or who came here as indentured servants and they're 5'4". You see, our bone structure has been affected by them. We've already been engineered by them. They're into breeding and control. They've got handbooks on how to keep serfs on a certain size plot of land and to not let them take rabbits or deer or plant outside the lines. Even though there's lots of land, they kept the serfs in Europe on about 10% of the land and took enough of their food to keep them at a subsistence level so they would starve to death and would be in malnutrition mode. It's oppression. It's evil. It's the inner cities today. It's the reservations for the Indians. Just like the Indian Bureau would go, here, take your whiskey. You're not getting any blankets or you're not getting any meat. And so the Indians curl up and drink their fire water. Well, it's the same thing with the crack and the methamphetamine. And then they, don't you understand, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand a lot of things that I didn't like about Clinton. I voted for Bush because I thought maybe they would change, and they're still going on under Bush.
Under Bush, because he is got the camouflage, he's able to get more troops through the gate.
I pretty much made up my mind that in the next election, I'm not going to vote for Bush, and if I don't like any other of the other offerings, I may just go vote on local issues.
Well, that's a good idea.
And ignore the top of the ticket.
Well, that's it, because it's already staged. And if we had Al Gore in office, could he be getting away with Patriot Act and signing the assault weapons ban and calling for open borders?
People calling for his scalp.
Yeah, Al Gore couldn't get away with it. See, but when an enemy, what do special forces do? They camouflage themselves. They crawl in undercover. I mean, what did, all the big philosophers talked about the enemy with the banner openly isn't as big a threat as the man that comes by stealth, the enemy that climbs the wall. The enemy that takes down your city by subterfuge behind your gates. And again, they're all just puppets. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, sure.
Unfortunately, the New World Order is real. I mean, look, I posted the Salt Lake City Tribune where they admit the helicopters and drones have got stuff that looks right through your walls. Well, that's old news, but here it is. States are announcing they're going to use the Patriot Act against all crimes and all citizens. Bunch of articles today on that. Now, the Justice Department has said it. Now, they're doing it. They're raping you. And they don't care because they're going to carry out more terror and then pose as your savior. We're going to have to sit there and watch the serial killers pose as our saviors. Let's go ahead and talk to... who's up next? Michael in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Alex, I just wanted to point out one thing for your last caller, Bill. He was wondering about the conspiracies. All one would have to do is look at an aerial photograph of Washington, D.C., and you'll notice that it's laid out like a giant owl. I mean, how long has this stuff been going on? How long did it take them to lay it out like an owl?
And the average person driving along hasn't seen the History Channel and doesn't know that even on the History Channel they admit that a Mason designed it and it is an owl sitting in a pentagram.
And the belly, and in the belly is the Capitol building.
And by the way, San Francisco Chronicle, Arnold Schwarzenegger, if he'll run, was chosen by the Bohemian Grove to be the next governor. San Francisco Chronicle yesterday.
Yep.
You want to add more or are you done?
Yeah, I do. I want to add a couple more things.
Well, you got a few seconds left. We'll hold you over. But what do you think about just all the craziness?
I think it's getting out of hand. And I was really interested to hear that Patriot sites are number two that you mentioned yesterday, right behind porn sites as far as on the web. So we are winning the battle. And
we are crushing the enemy with shared numbers and information. Stay there. We'll be back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Exposing the sophisticated incineration of America, hopefully dousing the flames before it's too late. Michael in Washington, go ahead and finish up with what you were saying.
Okay, Alex, I have some tools to help douse the flame on my website. I set one up and I sell nothing but you. But on my website, I have the audio of Mr. Bush's oath of office, where he omits that he will protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. Anyone can download that from my website. I also have the Della Biafra that a lot of your listeners call in to get. And I also have the click it or pick it video where Bush and First Lady are feverishly digging for nose jerky. And if I could, I'd give my website out for listeners to get that. I also have the aerial photograph of Washington, D.C.
Sure. What is it?
It's strandtones.tk.
Strandtones?
Yep, .tk.
All right. I'll have to check that out. Anything else?
I went offshore for it. Nope, that's it, Alex. You have a great day and keep up the fight. And I hope everybody else joins in to help us send them back.
Absolutely. Need more people to start websites. Good job. Joan in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Joan, good to talk to you.
Hi, Alex. I have about three things I want to go over as quickly as possible. First of all, on C-SPAN this morning, they were talking on the Journal. They were talking a lot about the 9/11 investigation, and a lady called in and read directly from Greg Palast's book, The Connection, and maybe why Saudi Arabia was left out.
Oh, about W199I?
No. She read the whole paragraph or so about the connection between the Bushes and the oil company and the contracts with the bin Laden.
Yeah, for those that don't know, this whole report's a whitewash, and they left the Saudis out of it. But the Saudis didn't run the attacks, folks. The CIA did, but that's a sub-red herring. But that is interesting. So how did the host respond to that?
Well, you know, they just mostly listen and say thank you for calling that information in. But the lady, they did give her plenty of time, and she read the whole section and connected all the dots from like 10, 12 years ago.
I heard one of our callers said they called in yesterday about the 911 discussion on Washington Journal.
But,
one of the few places you don't get censored. And you saw that, Joan?
Yeah. I monitor as much as I can.
What did they say to the...
I don't remember, Alex.
Well, the caller said the host kind of freaked out.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are a lot of people calling into C-SPAN, and they do know what's going on, and they're trying to inform others to question all this, you know, and realize that there's a lot more behind it that wasn't brought out. I tried to get in because I wanted to bring up that they never brought forward Judicial Watch or, come on, help me with the attorney.
David Shippers?
Yeah, David Shippers and things like that, you know. So it's a whitewash, but a lot of people are not buying it. A lot of people are not buying it.
80%+ of the people in major polls, 60%, 50%. The polls all say different things. In France, believe the U.S. government carried out 911.
Yeah, and you said Germany yesterday, too.
Yeah, and in Germany it was 68% don't believe the official story.
Mm-hmm.
20% overall think the government did it. And a third of the people under 30 think the government did it. Now, that's an amazing poll, and that's from Reuters.
Right. The other thing, there's two more things real quick. I just got back to press release from the New World Organization, United Cities and Local Governments, to be launched January 2004. This is to do with United Cities and Local Governments will be interlocutory between local government and the United Nations and will ensure the political representation of local government to the international community.
Yeah, it's bringing cities under municipalization. Houston actually just went under this, under UN control.
Uh-huh. Well, it says here that the founding Congress of the United Cities and Local Governments will be held in Paris in May. So people, you know, you got to get out to your local governments and ask them which representatives they plan to be sending over to Paris in May. And if local people, I mean, if the local elected officials can't see that we're going under world governance.
Yeah, and they're claiming that we're all broke, Joan, and then saying, because I was aware of that story you mentioned, and then saying we got to pay to send them to Paris to be turned into international bureaucratic whores. Thanks for the call.
Right. Well, Alex?
Joan, we're out of time.
Alex,
we're just go ahead. Just take us out of break.
Real quick. In Blockbusters, go get the movie In the Name of the Father. You want to see what happens to, under the Patriot Act. And Harrison Bergeron, you're going to have to request that be sent in from a lending library.
All right. Thank you. We're out of time for that segment. I'm going to come back and cover news for a while, then I'll get back into your calls. If you'd like to join us on air, it's 800-259-9231. Got a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet on a plethora of issues. I'll cover that quickly and then back to your calls. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's now...
803-4438, and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people play tricks with their minds and just decide to not research history, to not notice the trends towards textbook tyranny here in America today and worldwide, but in the end, reality is going to catch up with you, and it would be better if you do it sooner than later, because the type of tyranny we see being set up is very sophisticated and just ruthless and cunning and sadistic to its very, very core. I'm about to jump into a stack of really important news and information, then I will go to Kevin and Ron and Tim and many others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to join me on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Before I jump into this news, I want to invite the listeners of this worldwide show, this broadcast, to get my videos. I've produced 9 professionally produced films, and one of the best films we produced is 911, The Road to Tyranny. It details the history of government-sponsored terror. It documents what really happened on September 11th. It goes into the globalist master plan, the militarization of police, what FEMA is teaching your police. The video is waking up 90% of those that see it. So it's up to you to get the film, to make copies, which I authorize you to do for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. It's up to you to get the video, to make the copies, to get it on Access TV, to get it out to talk show hosts, to get it out to opinion makers in your area. Please help us get this job done. 911, The Road to Tyranny is an amazing video. Part 2 of it is excellent as well, The Masters of Terror. It's 2 hours and 5 minutes long. The Road to Tyranny is 2 hours and 24 minutes long on VHS, 170 minutes, even longer, on DVD. My newest film is excellent as well. It's Police State Free Total Enslavement and gets into other government-sponsored terror. We haven't covered in other films. Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, Government-Run White Slavery Rings, Gun Control, Forced Inoculations. It's very powerful. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. I have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I mean, how could you resist not knowing what goes on inside the Grove? Get the video. What the world leaders do every July. And the San Francisco Chronicle just announced what old Schwarzenegger's doing there. Getting his walking orders to run for governor. They don't know if he'll do it, though. Get the videos. They're $25.95 apiece. $20 when you order 3 or more. That's an $18 discount on the 3-tape special. A $24 discount on the 4-tape special, and so on. My book is 230 pages. It's 911 Descent into Tyranny, covers September 11th, and has a lot of the info from Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror condensed into it. It's only $12. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.net to order via our secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get the videos of the book at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We're carrying George Humphrey's new three-hour audio CD or tape cassette package of 911, The Great Illusion, The Illuminati Endgame. And we have that for $18.95. When you get that, you get two free 70-page color booklets, 911, The Great Deception as well. So that's the three-hour plus CD package, audiobook package, and the two books, $18.95. Be sure and get that, folks, and get it out to people and wake America up. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay. I already talked about how the globalists are admittedly trying to push North Korea into attacking us. That'll give the globalists a great unifying effect. They'll be able to set up an even bigger police state, a national draft, compulsory national volunteerism. Meanwhile, prepare for war in Korea, Prime Minister told. This is out of the Sydney Morning Herald out of Australia. An influential think tank has urged the federal government to make contingency plans for war with North Korea, which it says could occur even if key players do not want it to. While the Australian Strategic Policy Institute said it believes war is less likely than a continuing stalemate or a diplomatic deal to defuse the crisis, it warned that there is a serious risk that miscalculation by North Korea or the United States could trigger a conflict. You mean like Rumsfeld releasing three battle plans to preemptively attack North Korea? It said that such a war would involve large-scale hostilities, which would suck in other countries in the region, including Australia. Japan is now admitting that they're developing nuclear weapons to counter it. Another dangerous escalation. It said that such a war would involve large-scale hostilities. It is very likely that the U.S. would request and expect a much larger contribution of Australian forces than we have made to recent conflicts in the Gulf and Afghanistan, the Institute said in a detailed analysis of the Korean crisis, which was published yesterday. Folks, Bush said it'd be a 100-year war. Remember that? It would last generations. 63 countries on the hit list. And this was before 9-1-1. They said, terror is coming. When it does, you're going to follow our orders because we're the boss. North Korea sees September 9th as a deadline for U.S. action. This is out of Reuters. North Korea is prepared to declare itself a nuclear state unless the United States responds positively to its proposals for resolving a dispute over North's nuclear ambitions by September 9th, the anniversary of the communist country's founding, diplomatic sources in Tokyo said. One source with close ties to North Korea told Reuters that the North was ready to declare itself officially a member of the nuclear club, opening the way for the possibility of nuclear tests and increased production of weapons. Folks, they admitted 10 years ago they had nukes. Our government's helped arm them. Then there's this debate about, oh, we got to stop them before they get them. Another source, also speaking on condition of anonymity, said China feared that a muted response from the United States or fruitless talks could prompt North Korea to declare itself a nuclear state. The United States refuses to strike a deal in one way or another. North Korea could go nuclear, the source said. This is what China worries about the most, and China as a mediator with close will lose face, he added. China's there pushing it. We fought China in the Korean conflict. No, it's totally staged, folks. North Korea angry at the Armistice plans. BBC, the North has criticized U.S.-led plans to mark the 50th anniversary of the armistice, which ended the Korean War. Korea described a ceremony to be held the 27th of July in the Demilitarized Zone, which separates North and South Korea, as a very dangerous act. But the U.N. command in South Korea said it was confident that the event, due to attend by about 200 foreign dignitaries, as well as veterans, would go ahead safely. So lots of escalations going on there. ABB, that Rumsfeld was on the board of during the nuclear transfer, signs power deal with North Korea. This from Swiss Info. The cash-strapped Swiss-Swedish engineering giant ABB has signed a tentative agreement to upgrade North Korea's decrepit electricity network. ABB spokesman Wolfram Epperhart confirmed that the company has clinched a memorandum of understanding with North Korean capital, potentially worth tens of millions of francs. Goes on, the same group that armed them with nuclear reactors with the U.S. government. And Rumsfeld, continuing construction of nuclear reactors in North going on despite tension. This out of the Associated Press. A U.S.-led project to build two nuclear reactors in North Korea has proceeded despite the standoff over the communist state's suspected nuclear weapons development, South Korean officials said Wednesday. The reactors are the most coveted part of the 94 Accord that was the backbone of U.S. efforts to keep Korean Peninsula nuclear-free. Give me a break. It was about escalating. They knew all along what this was about. Now let's get into some other stuff. Forsyth D.A. will also try new law. Anti-terrorism statute may fight meth labs. And this is out of the Journal Now. Journal reporter David Ingram, right here in America. It says, frustrated by drug laws that he thought were not tough enough on methamphetamine producers, prosecutor Jerry Wilson decided to examine the books. Wilson, the district attorney for Ouachita County, and members of his staff started flipping through legal text and precedents in the past few weeks until they found what they were looking for, a law with more teeth. Instead of a drug law, though, Wilson turned to the state's anti-terrorism law, where prosecutors accused methamphetamine producers. The law, specifically a state passed in November 2001, detailed the penalties for manufacturing a nuclear or chemical weapon. Wilson's office filed what are believed to be the first charges using the law last week. Now it says other counties are doing it. Folks, I've seen this 100 times. From Michigan to Texas, they're doing it. From Florida to New York, they're doing it. Any misdemeanor, a terrorist action, the feds have said it in open federal hearings in Congress. Read the Washington Times on Monday again about it. Any crime, any misdemeanor, any law, no rights. You can be secretly arrested, secretly executed. Here's just another article where, okay, now you're trying to produce a nuclear or chemical weapon if you're in even possess methamphetamine. While the government has 6 million plus kids at any one time on Ritalin, which is almost identical to methamphetamine, and at the exact same time has tens of millions of people on Prozac and other drugs that are hallucinogenic in nature and very dangerous, and while they give go pills that are pure methamphetamine to the troops. So that's your new country, folks. This is the new system that they're peddling and that they are pushing. And the Pentagon just put out a report called the Marshall Plan. Their 89-year-old futurist Marshall calls for plugging in aggression drugs, amnesiac drugs into the troops. That's all great. But they're going to not give you any Bill of Rights or Constitution because they're the government when it comes to drug cases now. That's just one of many. Here's another one. This is from USA Today. Came out yesterday. Turning cars into crime stoppers. I told you 6 years ago, the federal plan, we've had state reps on who are on the federal board, to put satellite tracking hardware into all new cars, which has been done, even if you didn't know it came standard. Now the interface can be plugged in, a $25 interface. Oregon's about to make it the law. The feds are pushing it. All the big manufacturers are making it a stylish power statement now. Turning cars into crime stoppers, USA Today. Now listen carefully. When Oscar Salazar of Kingsville, Texas, bought his 2002 Chevrolet Trailblazer, he figured the OnStar communication system would help if the vehicle broke down in a remote area where he often worked for Union Pacific Railroad. But when the sport utility vehicle was snatched from his mother's house in nearby Robinson, Texas, last New Year's Day, Salazar found another use for OnStar. Working with police, OnStar employees tracked the vehicle stolen at 5:30 a.m. It was back with Salazar by that noon. Salazar benefited from the latest audio security technology using a combination of level positioning satellite and cell phone technology. Today's systems can track stolen cars and eavesdrop on the thieves inside. Audio, folks. Some can shut down the engine Others let owners track vehicles via the internet. So if you've got this in your car, you got OnStar, take it to your dealer, tell them to remove the cell phone / GPS tracker chip that's right behind the OnStar. Take the antenna off, unplug it, people, because it's an official federal plan to tax you with it, and again, with audio to listen to you. And they admit, I read television news, the big article on Tuesday, and it's on Infowars.com on this week's focus section there on the right-hand side, where they admit the digital cable boxes, satellite boxes, all of it, watch and track what you watch, and Homeland Security sucked into it. And right here in Austin, the Scientific Atlantic cable boxes in the owner's manual has a microphone in it, but they don't sell internet service through the box. So there you go. Today's systems can track stolen cars and eavesdrop on thieves inside. Some can shut down the engine. Others let owners track vehicles via the internet. I read an AP article a month ago on air where the feds say within 5 years they want most cities to have an area where your car is remote controlled. They keep you at the speed limit, separate your cars out, and you're just going to have to accept it and get used to it. And you say, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, yes, it will. And they're already putting the control grids in. They admit DARPA controls the face scanning cameras that the cameras are hooked into, the microphones. Folks, this is 5 times, 10 times, I don't know, 20 times in some cases, worse than 1984. This makes THX 1138 by Robert Duvall and George Lucas look like a land of liberty. The systems are becoming increasingly popular. Car thefts rose 4.6 nationwide in the first 6 months of 2002. The latest figures available, according to the FBI, in 2001. And, of course, there are discussions if it'll stop crime of making it mandatory. Of course! And then there'll be the excess cost of police monitoring the audio sensors and satellite sensors in your vehicle. So there'll have to be the tax, which has already been announced to start. And it's so good, and states need the money, and they're going to share it with the feds. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you? Then what do you have to hide? So understand, folks, this is it. This is the new world order. Freedom is not drones and helicopters looking through your walls with ground-penetrating radar, now mounted in most cities. Freedom is not face-scanning cameras. Freedom is not open borders. But then you get stopped at a checkpoint, your goods thrown on the side of the road. Freedom is not guilty until proven innocent. It's not giant prisons, the biggest part of our economy, and the fastest growing part of our economy. Freedom is not police in black ski masks. Freedom is not foreign troops. Freedom is not the CFR calling for a new world order. Freedom is not what we're seeing here. Freedom is not the news promoting torture as a new virtue. It is tyranny. And it goes into, I read the MSNBC article last year. Remember when the 30 kids died one summer because their idiot parents left them in the heat? Their parents should be imprisoned. Well, they said that GM and Ford are moving, that by 2005 or 6, it'd be optional, and by 2008 standard, and they're lobbying for a law that the cell phone can be hooked to an infrared camera that can be monitored by police. Now, hey, it'll only be turned on if the temperature goes above 95 in the vehicle. It'll save children. Infrared cameras watching you.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Absolutely. Let's go back to your calls, and I'm going to get into even more news in the next hour. I haven't even scratched the surface, folks, of the massive textbook, unbelievable tyranny off the scale with a bunch of drooling yuppies and Hollywood followers not even knowing what time it is. Well, we're waking them up. We're the wake-up call. Kevin and Mass, you're on the air. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I enjoyed when you had Ann Coulter and exposed her as a neocon. And I have
more neocons coming on.
I had an idea of Al Franken might be a good guest. He's got a book out. And as a former liberal, it would be nice to, you know, we think we're done with the Clintons, but I hear Hillary's name being tossed around. It's kind of frightening.
Oh, yeah. All the neocons are former liberals. And sure, I formerly ran the Fourth International as a communist agent, but I'm a neocon now. Go ahead and give me your gun. You can trust me.
Well, like a mom or a dad who's told their child committed a serious crime, people have a tough time believing this because they're so committed with loyalty to their parents' political party. And I just thought that, you know, like exposing Ann Coulter and these names who are out in the regular media, that's why it's so effective, because suddenly people think, oh, this isn't somebody in the alternative media. You know, boy, when they went up against the debate, they didn't stand very well at all.
Well, look, I can crush every one of these people because they've got a half-baked political system. It's a fraud.
It's the problem, reaction resolution. Before Clinton was the problem, he was awful, shameful, and Bush was the answer. Now they're going to have Bush as the problem, and the war in the economy is going to make us look for, reaction. It's terrible.
And the Democrats are the solution, and they keep flip-flopping that when all they are is legs on the same ogre. And each leg takes a step, and people think there's a difference, but it's moving the body and the head and the arms along.
Well, I've hit petition online, Paul 2004, and I signed the petition to draft Ron Paul. He's not running, but I thought that's a way to send a message that...
What did you think of his 45-minute speech where he said the Bush administration is run by Trotskyites that are pure evil?
I thought it was very brave for him to come out there and be able to address that, and it was necessary for somebody who's in, who has his title to stand up. There's no one else doing it, and it's shameful that there's no one else out there talking about this because they know what's going on.
Absolutely. I mean, what do the neocons out there say? Ron Paul, he has the conservative record, not the rhetoric, saying the Bush administration is a bunch of Machiavellian Trotskyites from their own words. I mean, that's so bizarre, but Here's a congressman saying on the floor of the House he wasn't censured because they want to ignore it. They know it's true. All he did was read from their own policy reports how they want to destroy America.
Well, if, you know, as they're building these camps for people, whether they're going to nuke a city and move us there, or what they're going to do, if people are aware and everybody stands together and stands up against them, their systems will collapse.
It's just like the forced inoculation of the police, firemen, and medical workers. 99.9% refused.
We can win. We just have to really be committed and take action and know what's going on.
Absolutely. We don't have a choice. By the way, we posted Boston Globe, AP today, about new giant camps they're building for your safety, of course. Yes, we're building camps. They're for your safety.
Well,
they're
going to hit us, and we'll be ready for them.
Well, Kevin, these camps are for your safety. Let's go ahead, and we don't have much time left in this hour, but let's go ahead and talk to Dave. Dave, where are you calling from?
Hi, Alex. This is Dave. Alex, I'm a hearer of your program, but I like to say I feel I can't move right here. I'm just hearing everything. I would like to partake in this stuff. And I think all your hearers are the same thing. They're hearing this all from you, and they all would like to partake. It seems like, Alex, that we need an agenda here. We need a plan. Is there... you're giving out all this information, but we need to start doing things.
Hey, tell you what, stay there. I'll come back to you, Dave, and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because...